This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Employment now, I think, is just about 6%, which really isn't bad given the nature of the past year and a half. But if you are looking for employment, or maybe not just a new job, maybe a different job, AmeriCorps Central Texas is holding virtual career fairs coming up. They've got a bunch of them coming up, April 22nd, May 4th, May 12th. And here to talk about those virtual career fairs for AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps Central Texas is Dana Haddad. Dana, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to chat.
Let's talk about first, before we get into the virtual career fairs, let's talk first about AmeriCorps Central Texas. What is AmeriCorps Central Texas?
AmeriCorps Central Texas is actually not an organization, but rather a collaborative of 9 unique organizations. So we are a coalition of 9 nonprofits here in the Central Texas area, all with their own unique missions, but they collectively work together to build racial and socioeconomic equity here in Central Texas. Our 9 organizations are American Youth Works, Breakthrough Central Texas, Communities and Schools of Central Texas, College Forward, Literacy First, Literacy Coalition of Central Texas, 4-H Capital, Keep Austin Housed, and Imagine Art.
A lot of those names are familiar. Some of them are less familiar. How long have these 9 organizations kind of been collectively moving in a direction together?
Yeah, so they've all been around for different times since they're all their own organizations, so to speak, but they have been collaborating together since 2015, and that's when they formalized their coalition. And it's pretty cool because nobody, no entity or no foundation asked them to work together, but they realized on their own that they could be more than the sum of their parts. And so they chose to work together because they all firmly believed in building equity in our Austin area and empowering local residents into meaningful roles of service.
And let's talk about these career fairs. I can assume, and I guess, well, I know they are. I saw the press release. They are virtual career fairs, are they not?
Yes, they are. We're trying to keep everyone safe.
What kind of employee, what type of person would benefit from these types of career fairs?
We have opportunities for everyone under the sun. And so what's really cool about us doing these virtual career fairs is this will be an opportunity for us to showcase all 9 organizations and their full-time roles, their part-time roles, their 3-quarter-time roles, their summer opportunities. We truly have opportunities for everyone, whether your interest is in college access and completion, working with people experiencing homelessness, tutoring little kiddos how to read, working with disabled artists, everything in between. We have an opportunity for anyone who's trying to make a meaningful difference in the community.
Is that what makes the AmeriCorps career fairs different than maybe some other types of career fairs people may be interested in?
All of these organizations offer like very unique opportunities, but the thing that holds them together is that they're all AmeriCorps positions, and AmeriCorps offers really unique benefits. You get a living stipend, so essentially you're getting paid to serve your community. You get a large education award at the end of your service term that can be used towards student loans or college tuition. So this is a great opportunity for folks who maybe are taking a break from school and want to do something really impactful. Maybe you've just graduated high school or college, or maybe you're just looking for a really different career shifts. This is a great way to earn extra money for schooling or vocational training. We offer health insurance. We offer a great opportunity for professional development where you can build marketable, transferable skills and get to explore a new career without any risk. And what's nice about all of these roles that make it different from a traditional career fair is that all of these roles have no experience required. And that's really powerful when we think about most entry-level jobs that ironically require 2 or 3 years of experience, which you can't get if you're looking for an entry-level job. And a lot of entry-level jobs you'll see don't offer strong leadership development. And so all of these roles allow you to be doing direct service, managing teams, building out your soft and hard skills to make sure that you're set up for success anywhere you go afterwards, and you're launching your career in a really meaningful way.
And Dan, I noticed we're using the word career today, not job, for job fairs. There is a distinction, is there not?
Yes, I suppose you could see this as a job in that there is a start and end date. So the service term essentially is designed in such a way that you're getting professional development strategically throughout your time, so you're set up for success moving afterwards. But the reason we call it a career fair is because this is the position that may change your entire career trajectory. This is the position that will give you that really strong clarity on how you want to make a difference long term. For example, I myself am an AmeriCorps alum, and I was involved with education actually on the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. And that really impactful, transformative experience not only strengthened the community, but really shaped my future and showed me my passion in the education sector and the nonprofit sector. And so my career has essentially been entirely developed based on that foundation of my AmeriCorps experience. And so that's why we like to frame it as a career fair, because this is the beginning of something really powerful.
Dana, that position with the Navajo Nation, was that one of your earlier jobs in your life?
I served with AmeriCorps for 2 years on the Navajo Nation right out of college. I knew I wanted to do something really meaningful for the community, and I up and moved across the country to New Mexico. But since I've left New Mexico after my service, and I've grappled with that feeling a lot, I am really inspired about empowering folks in the community to serve their own community, since ultimately the folks living in Central Texas are stakeholders for how Central Texas grows in becoming a more equitable place.
Your first job out of college is way more impactful and possibly rewarding than one of my first jobs out of college, which is, I guess, one of the selling points here for AmeriCorps CTX and the job fair. The experience can and is life-changing. Talk about that a little bit more, if you would. How are other people, yourself included, I guess, impacted during and after their year of service from these AmeriCorps jobs?
All of these positions really challenge you in ways you've never thought, where you're stepping up to the plate and building really strong leadership skills and, you know, those hard and soft skills that are required in any position. But ultimately, the reason it felt so transformative is, well, I guess you can look at this in a few ways. One, I made friends for an entire lifetime because I was with people similar to me in that they really cared about making a meaningful difference in the community. And these are friends that I've kept for the past 6 years and probably forever. With that, too, you make relationships and build connections with people that you probably wouldn't have otherwise, but also you're really, really understanding even further than these relationships. You're really growing to understand the deep inequities that persist in our society. That, for me, was very transformative. Because of my personal experiences and my shift in socioeconomic status as the daughter of immigrants, I've been able to see some of the inequities that exist in our society. But actually, my time in the classroom as an AmeriCorps member is what really, really opened my eyes to the disparities in our nation. And that's what's really fueled my career forever. And maybe if I had not done an experience like this, I would have cared about societal issues, but I probably wouldn't have had this fuel and this fire to make a difference for my entire career.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Dana Haddad. She is a recruitment director, AmeriCorps Central Texas. More information available on the website, AmeriCorpsCTX.org. Dana, I'm guessing your experience is not unique to just yourself. I guess everybody probably who takes part in these AmeriCorps careers kind of has similar experiences and life-changing experiences just like you did.
Oh, absolutely. Many folks go on to college or grad school with a renewed mindset and a fierce determination to make a difference. We find our huge alumni network of over a million folks in our country in every sector of society making a difference, whether that be in law, policy, government, healthcare, social work, education. Our alumni are making a long-term impact everywhere, and I believe it's safe to credit that to their really powerful transformative experience during their service year of AmeriCorps.
So, Dana, if somebody's looking for that sort of transformative experience, there's a good chance they can find it with one of these virtual career fairs. Let's talk about the career fairs. How do they work? Obviously, they're online. Do you want to get into the specifics? The dates are April 22nd, May 4th, and May 12th. Does somebody go to the website to log on? Is that how they take part in this?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to our website, on the front page, you can see the link to register for our career fairs. You could also go to tinyurl.com/AmeriCorpsCTX to register as well. And basically what the career fairs will look like, we will go over a bit about what I've just shared with you about our different benefits and the ways in which AmeriCorps can shape your future and strengthen your community. And then we'll do a quick showcase of all 9 organizations and their opportunities, where you will actually get to hear from current Corps members and their experiences, which is always really neat. And then after that, we're going to do a few breakout rooms where you, as the attendee of the career fair, will get to pick your top several organizations that really intrigue you, and you'll get to meet in a small group session with a recruiter to hear more about that specific organization and what AmeriCorps looks like within their work. And that will give you a bit more insight on what you think would be the best pick for you. And then, of course, you can apply and hopefully change your life and change your community.
Yeah, if you're looking for a different sort of job, different sort of career opportunity, this might be the way to find it. Again, correct me if I'm wrong on these dates, but it's April 22nd, May 4th, and May 12th. And I guess there's a couple each day. Is that the case, Dana?
Yes, absolutely. So we want to be accommodating of folks' schedules. So we're doing it on 3 different days of the week. And then we're having 2 options each day. So the morning session will be 10 a.m. and the evening session will be 6 p.m. And each session will look the exact same, essentially, and all of them will last around an hour. So 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time and 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time for each of those 3 dates you mentioned.
And Dana, as we start to round out of time, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What was it we didn't get into? What would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
I just think it's incredibly meaningful to not only have that short-term impact in your community where you're actively making a difference and building that racial and socioeconomic equity in Central Texas, but this can be a really powerful long-term experience where you can really shape your career and gain clarity on how you want to make a difference in the community and in the lives of those around you.
All right, those dates again for those virtual career fairs, April 22nd, May 4th, and May 12th. If you want to find out more about it, it's AmeriCorpsCTX.org. That's Dana Haddad. Dana, I appreciate your time here on Inside Austin. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, John. It's been such a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.